Hey, this is Steve Summerall, and thanks for tuning in to Table Talk Podcast.
Number 11.
Thanks for watching and listening, Table Talk. We're still in the episodes talking about the carnal mind. And the carnal just means empty. It could mean worldly. It could also mean a distracted mind from the things of God. And so easy to get distracted. I know a lot of city slickers probably have not a clue what I'm talking about. But there are plow horses that only know one thing, how to plow. They're not race horses. I mean, they're not going to win any. They're not going to be in the Kentucky Derby, believe me. But what they know how to do is keep on plodding along, digging a furrow into the ground to put seed in. But there's one thing that'll keep them focused doing that job. It's called blinders. And you might have seen those because they have them on horses that take carriages around parks and all that kind of thing. And why do they do that? So they know what's straight ahead, not to the left or to the right, so they are not distracted, so they keep going in the right direction. And maybe sometimes we need to pray, oh God, I need spiritual blinders. I need spiritual blinders. Put them on me, Lord, so that I'm not distracted by the rabbit trails of life of going left and right, but right down the main road of life. And you know what? He can do that. In Proverbs 14, I'm going to pass a lot of scriptures your way this time, but Proverbs chapter 14, the Bible tells us there is a way that seems right. It just seems right unto man, but the end thereof are the ways of death and destruction. There is a way that seems right. You know what? Invest in this thing over here. Well, it kind of seemed right. A lot of people were investing with a guy that, sad to say, had become a word known to a lot of folks, not only this nation, but many other nations as well. But Bernie Madoff, it seemed right what he was talking about. It seemed right. You can invest with him and get a huge amount of money back again. It just kind of had a good feel to it. But in the end, sad to say, he pulled out, squandered, spent, whatever he did, mismanaged, billions of other people's dollars. It seemed right, but it was all wrong. You know, a lot of people, they come to church, and you know, the way they look right, they talk right, they got a temporary smile on their face. They actually know the songs. They know when to clap, off beat, on beat. They seem right, but there might be something wrong. And here the Word of God tells us in that Proverbs chapter 14, there's a way that seems right, but the end is not good. It's destruction, absolutely destruction. The Apostle Paul says this in the book of Philippians chapter 3. Philippians 3, it says, for many walk of whom I have told you often. So in other words, he was trying to warn the church. Warn the Philippian church, warn them, tell them, instruct them. And so Paul was saying, you know, there are many that walk, of whom I have told you often, and now tell you, even weeping, they said, I am crying for you, I am begging you, I am imploring you, stay away from these people. Many who are enemies of the cross and of the Christ, whose end is destruction, whose God is their belly, whose glory is in their own name, who mind earthly things. They're not minding heavenly things, they're minding earthly things, and whose end is their destruction, whose God is their belly. You know, my father, Dr. Lester Sumrall, not so kindly, he would say, they are belly people. And it wasn't necessarily that they were just consumed about their belly and about food, but it was about that thing that was on the throne of their life. Their spirit was not on the throne of their life. Their mind wasn't either, mind, emotions, and will. But everything was to every single thing they did and thought of was to glorify the flesh. And when your flesh is king, you're in trouble. Then addictions pop up, and you cannot stop them. You can't run away from them. You can't get rid of them. They are there until that spirit is broken by the power of God. Yeah, you heard me right. And so I said, he called those people just belly people, just after the lowest, most base thing to humanity. You just have to make sure that your spirit is on the throne. Your mind is subservient to your spirit, and then your belly is that thing that carries you around from point A to point B on this earth. And treat it as such. And life is a whole lot better, a whole lot less complicated when your spirit is on the throne. Not your mind, not your body, but from your spirit, you can feed the mind with the Word of God. It'll do the bidding of the Spirit, and your body will take you to where you need to be. And that's how we're supposed to live. And of course, not to be carnal minded, it won't bring death to you. It'll bring life to you. And of course, eternal life. One more scripture. 2 Timothy chapter 2. 2 Timothy chapter 2, reading verse 4 and 22. The Bible says that no man that wars entangles himself with the affairs of this life. Wow. It's easy to get tangled up. Easy to get car payments, house payments, credit card payments, payments for this and payments for that, and I want this and I want that. And you know, you could delay Christmas, and yeah, I got 6 months to pay it off or a year to pay it off. But frankly, friends, a lot of people don't pay those things off in a lifetime. Not months, but years. So he says, he that goes to war. And, you know, people of God watching this, listening to this, you know we are in a war. In Ephesians chapter 6, read that, you know, in another, you know, broadcast. We'll read that and go through it very thoroughly. But the Bible tells us that we are warring against unseen entities that show up in flesh suits. And we have to do the warfare all the time and not give up, not relent, not back up for anybody or anything. So he says, you know what? He that entangles himself with the affairs of this life, you're going to be not on the upside, but on the downside, whatever God wants you to do. But listen to this. It says, run from, that verse 22, it says, run from, said flee, run from youthful lust, but follow what? Because a lot of people, they have that void. All right, I'm not a sinner anymore. I'm trying to do right. I want to be a man or woman of God. But what do I do? What's my replacement? And here in that verse 22, it says, flee youthful lust, but follow righteousness, faith, love, peace, for those who are calling on the name of the Lord out of a pure spirit. Boy, what a great scripture. Meditate on that, would you? Thanks for watching and listening to Table Talk.
If you'd like to support Pastor Steve and the work of Summerall Ministries International, visit smiltd.org and select the Giving tab. Summerall Ministries International is a 501c3 nonprofit organization supporting the work of God here in America and around the world. Thanks for listening. We hope you'll subscribe and please like and share this podcast in the iTunes App Store or Google Play Store.